We ended off last time with the Stipler's analysis of what the difference is between Kosev and Surveya. He had a couple suggestions, and he wasn't terribly pleased with either of them, but his second suggestion, which is better, he thought, than the first, was that maybe the difference between Kosev and Surveya is whether the focus is on improving the object that is the recipient of the Malacha or on the content that we're creating alone. So when it comes to Kosev, you're interested in the writing, the characters that you're producing, and if you could have a metzias of osias barchas ba'avir, you would, because you don't really care about the surface or the paper, you just care about the letters that you're producing, as opposed to tzaveya, where the interest is enhancing the surface that you are being tzaveya on. The problem with that was kocheles, which in any event is the two yourselves the Gemara Tzadi Dalet, the Rambam seems to understand that lemaskana kocheles is mishum kosev and not mishum tzaveya, even though the girsa lefenenu is the opposite. So that doesn't necessarily fit with kocheles, where it may be mishum kosev, and yet it's not that we're interested in the rouge as a osios parchos ba'avir situation, but you're interested in enhancing the eyes that it's applied to. So the Sefer leaves out a bit of a tzarchiyan. Rav Asher Weiss, Minchas Asher Shabbos, Siman Pei Hei, Os Dalet, also points out that chiluk isn't that attractive in Svara either, that's the difference between Tzaveya and Kosev. So he suggests slightly differently that maybe the difference between Kosev and Tzaveya is where your intent is to create a surah, as opposed to where your intent is the seva. So Kosev is you're intending to create a tzura. That tzura could be letters, that tzura could be pictures. But Tzaveya, your intention is to color something. So it's not a function of the object that you're coloring on per se, that you're enhancing the object, but your interest is in the tzeva, not in the tzura. And that could work for Kocheles as well, where Kocheles potentially has both elements, but Kocheles could be viewed as Bishim Kosev because it is creating something of a tzura. At the same time, you're interested in the tzeva. So Kocheles potentially could fit either way in that definition. Be that as it may, our focus for now is on Tzoveya. And let's talk a little bit about some of the details of the Malacha of Tzaveya. The Rambam writes in Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Gimel, HaTzaveya Chut She'arko Arba'a Tfachim O Davar She'efshar L'tabot Yumei Chut Kazeh Chayiv, that's the Shir. Ve'eino Tzaveya Chayiv Ad She'edor Mitzkayim. Malacha Deraisa of Tzaveya requires that the Tzeva that you're applying is Mitzkayim. Aval, Tzeva She'eino Mitzkayim Klal, Kagon Shehavir Srak O Sheshar Al Gabe Barzel and Achoshet Sutzvo Pater, Shereya Tamavu L'Shaito Ve'eino Tzaveya Klo. So Rambam says, in order to be Chayiv for the Malacha Deraisa of Tzaveya, it has to be Mitzkayim. And then he says, if it's Eino Mitzkayim Klal, that's only Aser Mi Derabanan. Kosha ein malacha mistayemes b'shabbos is the general principle is pater. That's only ein malacha derabanan. The Magen Mishnah points out that the source of the Rambam here in requiring miskayim in order to have a malacha deraisa is the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Habona Kuf Beis Amud Beis, where the Mishnah tells us zaklal kol osa malacha mistayemes b'shabbos chayiv. If you perform a malacha, the malacha is miskayemes b'shabbes, then you are chayav. What does that mean, miskayemes b'shabbes? The Mishnah Berurah points out in Shaar HaTzion, Shin Gimel Sipkatan Samaches, Shin Gimel Sipkatan Samaches, Take a look inside if you have permission to brew up. Reish Parakabona, the Be'ina Dafka Shetemalakta Miskayemis. The Gamli Yin Ksiva Kaimulan de Be'ina Dafka Shayefta Vidarahamitskayim. Aparish Parakabona Isa Shamba Mishnah. That when it says it has to be miskayemis b'shabbes, sounds like the definition of kiyum is that if it lasts for the duration of that Shabbos in which you do the malacha, that's considered miskayemis to create a malacha derais. That's the Rambam that we just read. So Mishabura thinks, Mashmos the Rambam, where the Rambam said that it has to be Miskayim, as opposed to Eina Miskayim Klal. And then he concludes, Kol She'ei Miskayemis B'Shabbes Pater. So Mishabura thinks the Rambam is using that Lashon literally, that in order to have Malacha Deraisa, the effect of the Malacha has to be Miskayim for the duration of that Shabbos, but no longer. I mean, no more than the duration of that Shabbos. If something will last, the effect of malacha will last for the duration of that Shabbos in which it's performed. That'll be malacha deraisa. The Mishnah klala kail zekval. The alkein on his vifin lomar. The masha Mishnah poteres gechsav she'en shel kayama. Kigam b'mashkin v'peiros, which we'll get to when we talk about kosev. Haynu mishum she'en miskayim klal. Afilu al yom ha'shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks, according to the Rambam, to read the Rambam literally, in Tesu Gimel, that the definition of Miskayim is does it last for the duration of the Shabbos on which it's performed? If yes, it's a Malacha Deraisa. If no, it's only Aser Mi Derabana. Achein, says Mishabur, Barashi Sham, Isa B'Mishnah, the high B'Shabbos Osa Malacha Kai. Rashi there writes, Osa Malacha Malacha Miskayamis, Sheyesh Miskayamis Kayotze Bo. B'Shabbes ha'osa malacha kai. B'Shabbes isn't modifying the duration of the kiyum. It's referring to the person doing the malacha. That et kol ha'osa malacha kama umalachta miskayamis kama b'Shabbes chayiv. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Imkein mashmineh. So if you read it that way, you don't read it as Malacha Miskayamis B'Shabbes, Kalaosa B'Malacha, and the Malacha is Miskayamis, whatever the definition of Shel Kayama is, could be much longer than Shabbos, then you're Chayef. The Shabbos is going on Osa Malacha for Rashi, not going on Melachto Nis Kayemes. So the Mishnah Berurah presents fundamental machlokas, Rambam and Rashi. And we talk about the definition of Shel Kayama for Shabbos, which we're encountering first here in the context of Seveya, but we'll see it in the context of Kosev. We'll see it perhaps with different permutations in the context of Kosher. We'll see it in the context of Bona, that in order for Melacha to be Chayim in the Torah, it has to be Shel Kayama. According to the Rambam, the way the Mishmur tells us to read it, Shel Kayama is defined as does it last for that Shabbos? According to Rashi, we don't know what the definition is, but it's much longer than that Shabbos. We're not necessarily limited to lasting for that Shabbos. Even if something only lasts for that Shabbos, that may be Eino Shel Kayama. Minchas Yitzchak points out, that if you understand the Rambam that way, it creates a certain difficulty of lo ninu divrayim l'shirim, meaning to say, if the definition is does it last for the duration of Shabbos, so will you tell me that if you perform a malacha on Friday night and it lasts for 5 hours, then reverts to its pre-malacha status, then you're going to be pater, but if you did the same malacha an hour before the end of Shabbos, you're going to be chayin because it happens to last for the duration of Shabbos just because you performed it towards the end of the day. So, because as I said, that creates a certain difficulty, but at the end of the day, he thinks that's in fact what the Rambam means. The Shabbos Home, Volume 2, page 324, quotes from the Tzelzer Shulchan of Avraham Chaim Noah, bothered by the same problem with the Rambam, Leninu or Ech Ninu Devei Lashirim. How could it be that whether Malacha is defined as the Raisa would depend on when on Shabbos you perform the Malacha? He thinks that maybe Pshat on the Rambam is not the way the Mishnah Berurah understands it here in the Shaar HaTzion, but we can understand the Rambam in light of a Rashba that the Beir Halacha quotes elsewhere. Beir Halacha, Siman Shin Mem Sif Dalet. Siman Shin Mem Sif Dalet quotes a Rashba on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis. The Rashba is in the context of Kosev having to be miskayim in order to be chayim in the Torah. So there, the Rashba is bothered by the following. Gemara there distinguishes between writing with dio, which is miskayim, and other substances, which is not miskayim. Yes, the Rashba, kashali. The haninami mikayimi, even if you write with some of the other substances that the Gemara there mentions, there is a certain level of kiyum. Shrei Shanina Lamala Perka Bona, Hakothi Bishabas Be'echa Me'elu Chayiv, Taima Lefishi Malacha, Amis Kayemis. Ubehedya Tanya Betosefta, Da Klal, Kotha Dover Shel Kayama, Dover Shena Shel Kayama, Dover Shena Shel Kayama, Dover Shel Kayama, Pater, Ashiyach the Dover Shel Kayama, the Dover Shel Kayama. So there, the Tosefta talked about using an ink that's Shel Kayama and writing on a surface that's going to be Shel Kayama. So there it sounds like some of these inks really are Shel Kayama and may create a Malacha Deraisa. Says the Rashi, the Mekayimi Ketzas. At Shadark and Shabani Adam, Lichto Behem. Devarim she'enan asuyin l'kayman la'olam, el zman echad kisifrei hazichronos v'chayotzei v'hen. The Rashba says that there are certain inks that are mekayimi kitzas that people will use to write something that they don't need to be preserved forever. They just need it for a limited amount of time, Kesifrei HaZichronos, like ledgers, V'chayotzi v'hem. It's my Muskar, since it's Shushan Purim, in the Maftechos in the back of the Sefer Noach Kitzon Yosef, Menhagei Frankfurt, apropos to nothing, he introduces the Mafteach, or what we would call the index in the back, with a explanation that the Sefer Zichronos Divrei Hayamim Vayu Nekrim L'fnei HaMelech V'Achashverosh, it wasn't the royal chronicle, it was the royal table of contents, or the royal index. So he didn't write down all the details of everything that happened. It was an index, it was a table of contents of the highlights of what happened throughout the royal history. So that, he says, is the Sefer Zichronos of Achashverosh, and he says that in his Hakdamah to writing his own Mafteach or table of contents for a Sefer. But be that as it may, the Rashba says that when you're writing Sefer Zichronos, whatever he means by that, you don't need permanent ink. You don't need ink that's going to last forever, but you need ink that's going to last for Zman Ma, Zman Echad, for the Sefer Zichronos. So he says that's going to be a difference between what's admissible for Ksiva Stam and what's admissible or what's going to be chayav for Melaches Shabbos. So the Gemara, when it comes to Ksiva Stam, where you need it to be the olam. So some of these non-DO inks are not acceptable for Ksiva Stam. When it comes to Shabbos, for Melechus Mal Shabbos Asur Torah, and you're interested in having a Ksav that's going to last for some amount of time, but not forever, then these lower grade inks will be enough to create a Melacha Daraisa. Yeah.
Is it a big deal that the Rashba is using Melach Tzach Shabbos L'chumrah here? I mean, he wants to like Melach Tzach Shabbos would lower the shear.
Yeah, so we discussed that in the context of Zohar. We discussed that in the Machlokas Ran and the Rashba by Kosev, which will probably come back when we get to Kosev. Yes, it's good point. This would be another example. You know, we saw that in the Kosev context in that Machlokas Rashba and Ran by making a chet into two osios, whether that's potentially a melachas machshavas l'chumra there. So this would be another application, correct, of melachas machshavas l'chumra. Yeah.
Are you saying that the lomakani type of inks are not pashiv kistam or just
They're
a
not admissible for stam, but it would create a malacha deraisa for kosev as long as it lasts for the amount of time that you need your sifrei zichronos to last.
well, the one is just that we're talking about matzilin, meaning it could be that you could get two shas whatever sefer just here. You wouldn't be matzil because it's not doesn't last.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, komas kankontim are admissible for tzivus aget, and they're not. And that's what Tosafos has a little bit here. Do ask about halacha, not because that's what it is. But here in the context of matzilin, because it's ein miskayim, then ein matzilin de adeleka. Okay, yes, you're right. Good. Thank you. Fine. So we have three possibilities as to what's considered to be Miskayim in the context of Saveya, at least. You have the Mishnah's understanding the Rambam that the standard is it going to be Niskayim for the duration of the Shabbos in which you do the Melacha, which raises the question of, is it really Ninu Debrayim L'Shiurim in such a way that the same Melacha, depending on when you perform it, may be Chayiv or Pater, and the same substance may be Chayiv or Pater. You have the possibility, based on a Rashba, that in order to be Chayiv for, he's talking in the context of the Kosev, but to transpose it here for Tzaveya, would have to be Niskayim a significant amount of time, a time that it would be worth something to the person doing the malacha, but not the olam. And then the possibility, according to the Mishnah's read of Rashi, we don't really know what miskayim is, how long it needs to last, but the potential that it may need to last an even longer time. Okay, so how does this play out? Halacha l'maaseh. Yeah.
There's five minutes. Rapana reads the Rambam like the Rashba.
I don't remember. He raised the problem with the Rambam, and then he quotes the Rashba. I don't remember if he reads if he thinks to, if he's saying that you should read the Rambam in light of that, or he's saying that that is the that should be the Pesach HaMechuver notwithstanding the Rambam. I have to look. I don't remember. We'll check. Okay. So the Mechaber writes in Shin Gimel Sif Kafei, Asher li'isha shetavir b'Shabbes srak al paneha mishum tzaveya. So a woman is not allowed to color her face or apply reddish makeup or apply the substance that's going to be tzaveya her face on Shabbos. That's a violation of tzaveya. Many times asur lichol b'Shabbos, and for that reason, we also not apply rouge. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Ayin Tes, Srak Utsav Adom, so Sefta Isa, Shalot Tekaneh Paneh Bebegat Sheyesh Basrak, Mashra Apa Gav Lom Eskaven Esam Tzviya, Tegrei Shehu. Okay. Ramosha writes, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Yudalid. Applying lipstick on Shabbos is a violation both of Memachek, which we'll get to, and a violation of Saveya. And even if the substance is not subject to Memachek, at the very least, it's still subject to Saveya. And then he writes, Aval lizrog as a powder ha'avka lavan ala panim shalom miskayim klal ein baza iser tzvi. Applying powder that eino miskayim klal shalom miskayim klal is not a violation of tzvi. So it's not exactly clear what the gather of eino miskayim klal is, or what exactly we see. So we're talking about is a powder that's eino miskayim klal. Ramosha says, if you have something that is Einam Eskayim Klal, that would not be a violation of Tzaveya, even Midrabbanan. Even according to the Rambam's limiting definition of Einam Eskayim or Miskayim, that if something is not Miskayim for the duration of Shabbos, that's not a malacha d'oraisa. It's still going to be a malacha d'rabbanan. But Ramosha is saying here that if you have something that's super Einam Eskayim, it's Einam Eskayim klal. We should talk about more in the context of other malachos if there is such a category of Einam Eskayim klal. But here, if it's super Einam Eskayim, even for a fleeting amount of time, then there's no Isur Tzviya. Shmir Shabbos is unsure whether there is such a category of heter. Perek Yudalet Sifkaten Kuf Ayin Beis, quoting from Shlomo Zalman, Perek Yudalet Sifkaten Kuf Ayin Beis, Shlomo Zalman said that if your kavana is lit soveya, then even if it's only going to last for a limited amount of time, minalan lahatir. Especially given that, according to some Rishonim, if we take Rashi, that the Malacha or especially given that we don't exactly know what's considered Miskayim versus Einam Miskayim. The Rosh Hashanah thinks that even if it's, as long as your Kavana is lit Soveya, Litzvoa, even if it's only going to last for a limited amount of time, that's still going to be Aser. That's where Rabbi Karp writes as well. They think is the more consensus approach in Poskim, that even if something is Eino, barring the category of the Veteran that we'll get to, but even if something is only Miskayim for a very limited amount of time, that it would still be Aser Mishum Saveh, at least Midrabban. Ramosha has a different tshuva. Chelek Gimel, Siman Memhei, about wearing photo-gray lenses on Shabbos. If you walk outside in the sun, and then the lenses change color. It says here, Moshe, Chelek Gimel, Siman Memhei, B'dvar Mishkathayim Shenikra Photogor, B'dvar Hine, 1972. The Dvar Zechuches Shel Mishkafayim Shenikra Photogor, Shenasu Baofen Zeh. Why? The whole lo nitzva klum midaba mara harishon b'chazara. Nothing is being colored, nothing is being dyed, because after all, the original appearance comes back. V'chein chozer chalila kam upon. It'll go back and forth repeatedly. If you were to place something colored over a piece of glass, that's not soveya. That's putting a colored piece of paper over a piece of glass. But it's not causing a change in the color of the glass. What exactly does Rav Moshe mean? Rabbi Riviat writes in footnote 17, he thinks he means, maybe he means as follows, that the fact that the color goes back and forth depending on when you're walking in or out easily, maybe that's a siman that there isn't really any tzviya going in on the lens. I mean, just as if you put a piece of red paper over a lens, that's not considered coloring it red, that's not a violation of Tzaveya. Here too, the fact that you go in and out and it changes back and forth is an indication that you're not really doing anything to change or to color the lens. Meaning it's not just that it's Eina Miskayim, because Eina Miskayim alone wouldn't necessarily help us. But it's not considered that you're being surveyed at all. It's like you're putting something external to the lens on the lens that is a different color, but you're not fundamentally changing the color of the lens. But Vivad, you write a little bit differently. Yeah.
I don't know, like, in CS, like, how it works, but assuming there was, like, a product that, like, the light actually affected, like, the chemistry of the glass or something like that, would that mean, like, that it would be also? And even if it switches back and forth, but, like, it's not like something external to it.
So, for Moshe, I'm not sure, but we'll see two other reasons that there's a lot to be made about here. And according to that, I think what you're saying should make a difference. Rav Avadia writes, Yechavadas Chelik Beis Siman Mem Zayin. Yechavadas Chelik Beis Siman Mem Zayin. He says, Mikol Makom Nira Benidon Didan Ein Bo Yisr Klal. Shrei kolam malachas esu with b'shabas amadim malachas mishka. Kol d'tikun d'rabbanan kein d'raisa tikun. Lesser af b'darv sheinim miskayim, zeirim shem darv miskayim. So, eina miskayim is aser in general, mi d'rabbanan atu miskayim. But he says, what was the model of tzveya b'mishkan? Tzveya shaita b'mishkan, I saw yidei tzveya b'chomer mamashi, anitein al guf acher. Tzviya was that you were applying a substance to an object and coloring, dyeing that object. You're applying color to the chutei tzemer, applying tchelos, applying argaman. That was the ofen of taveya b'mishkan. But if you don't apply any color, you don't apply any external substance to a material, maybe that's not so bad at all, irrespective of Niskayan versus Eino Niskayan. He says, all that's going on over here is that the color is changing based on the way the light shines on it. And what's more, that's happening in the melee. You're not doing any action via dayim. That's going to be much. Because maybe you'll tell me that it should be like invisible ink. You posted Prima Gadim, Mishpatot, Shin Mem, Sivkat, and Gimel, that if a person writes in invisible ink on a piece of paper, and then someone else brings that paper next to the fire, which heats it up and then makes it legible. So the Prima Gadim thinks that's still going to be Aser Midrabbanan Rabbanan, Dol. So maybe walking out in your glasses to the street where the rays of the sun are going to hit it would be analogous to bringing the invisible ink near the fire, where the fire is going to cause the ink to become visible. He says, no, this is better than the Prima Gadim's case, because Hakol Nasa Derech Halichaso B'chnisaso Ein Zeh Derech Tziva. If it just happens, Mimela, when you're walking in, walking out, that's not considered Derech Soveya at all. Rosh Hashanah or Shmir Shabbos embellishes in that a little bit. He says it in a slightly different signon, but he thinks that's what Rav Avadia means. Shmir Shabbos, Perek Yuches, Sif Yuches, Footnote Ayin, Perek Yuches, Sif Yuches, Footnote Ayin. Shmir Shabbos is also makel on these photogray lenses. He says, number one, it's analogous to someone who sits in the sun and gets a suntan. No one would say that if you're tanning yourself, that's a violation of Tzaveya. Even the Minchas Yitzchak does say that, Chelek Hei Siman Lamed Beis, but that's not so mekubal. So Shmir Shabbos says, should be no worse than tanning yourself where nothing, you're not doing an act of tzaveya. And moreover, he says, there's no kiyum on the tzaveya here. And he says it's analogous to opening and closing a door. Just like we don't say that there's a violation of boneh in opening and closing a door. Or he doesn't say it here, but that's the Shuas HaRamah, we'll get to. We talk about Mochek, that the Ramah is makel on opening a book that has letters on the binding, even though maybe that's Mochek, which is Machmir, but the Ramah is makel in Tshuva because that's the derech of opening and closing it. It's Asu Lekach, and that's not derech Mechika. Here too, the derech is you walk in, you walk out with the glasses. That's not derech Tzaveyas. I think that's what Ravadia means. That called Nasa Derech Halichasa B'Tzniyasa B'Tziyaso Ein Zeh Derech Tziva. He says, the kosher came, according to many Achronim, the creation of the Rabbanan, even Nichalei could be Mutter, but the very worst case scenario is some Sekreshe and a Rabbanan, even if it's Nichalei. But Ravadia thinks you don't have to come on to that. That is considered Derech Halicha, Derech Knisa, Yitzhak, not Derech Ksiva. So again, you have Rav Moshe, who had the formulation that it's Chozer Lamara HaRishon, Chozer Chalila Kama Pa'amim, and it's analogous to placing something over a piece of glass, which should not be considered Saveya. You have Rav Avadia, who points out, number one, that it's not really Doma LeMishkan at all because there's no substance that is being added to an existing substance to be Saveya. And moreover, it's happening memela, plus it's derech knisa v'yitzia, which is not derech tziva, and that's like what Shmir Shabbos says, that would be analogous to opening and closing a door, or maybe opening and closing a book, according to the Rama. So most poskim are makel on photogrid lenses for one or all of the aforementioned reasons. Rav Elyashiv was machmir, and that's the story that Chanoch Teller has in his biography of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that once Rav Yisrael Orbach's Rebbetzin, who was Rav Elyashiv's daughter, went to a glasses store to buy a pair of glasses, and she was considering whether to buy these photogrid lenses. And the proprietor of the store said, what's your consideration? And she said, well, my father says it's mutter, my father says it's aser, and my father-in-law says it's mutter. So the proprietor said, why are you asking your father and your father-in-law? Why don't you just ask the posek? Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Shmir Shabbos on that same point about the photogrid lenses, that's not necessarily the same as a thermometer strip. Can you take a thermometer strip to put on your forehead that's going to change colors to indicate temperature? So Rav Shlomo Zalman thought that's worse than the photogrid lens. Photogrid lenses, you're walking outside, you're walking inside. Number one, it all happens in daily. You're not doing anything actively to change the color, and that's derech nisa, derech yitzia. But when it comes to the strip for taking temperature, so there your interest is in the color emerging. You want to know whether you have a fever. So you're placing it on your forehead in order to extract, so to speak, the color. That's where some of them thought that the temperature strip, whatever it's called, is worse than the photogrid lenses.
Those are from the summer, isn't it?
This for some of them, going to Shmir Shabbos.
But don't you also want the glass to change too?
Do you want the glasses to change? But you're not doing an action to change the color. Because here you're doing an action. You're putting it on your forehead in order to elicit the appearance of a color. That's why Rav Shlomo Zalman thought this would be worse. You're doing a special pu'ula in order to extract or to cause the color to appear. And Rabbi Rivia writes the same thing in footnote 26, although he says that the Malcolm Foley, maybe there's what to talk about to be Mekel if it's really necessary. Okay. Now back to Shin Gimel Siv Kaf Hei, where the Mechaber told us that a woman's not allowed to apply makeup or the like on Shabbos because of Tzaveya. Back to Mishavuos Katan Ayin Tes. Mishavuos says, however, Mikol Makom, Afilu Havaras Rak Al Pnei Isha Gam Kein Enu Ela Derabana, De'Ein Tzvi'a Midareis Al Ora Adam. That even in theory, if you were to have a kind of application of makeup that is considered miskayim, that should have been a Malacha Deraisa. However, applying color to human skin is only aser midrabanan. That's based on the Malkin of Ram. And take a look at the Be'er Lacha here, Mishum Seveya, who points out that might not necessarily be 100% Buskam, but that's when Mishum Brura concludes the Lacha, that if we're talking about application on human skin, that's only us who derabbanan. Why should that be the case? Why should putting something on or ha'adam only be deraisa, only be derabanan, even if it's miskayim, however we define miskayim. Says Rabbi Karp that the marshal and his goats on the smag has the following lashon: she iser ha'avara srak al paneha eino ela midrabanan lefi she'ein tviya ba'adam shaharei eino miskayim. So it sounds like definitionally applying this kind of a substance to the human flesh is eino miskayim. He's not saying two reasons, ein tviya ba'adam plus it's eino miskayim. He's saying ein tviya ba'adam shaharei eino miskayim. So it sounds like the reason that ein tviya ba'adam is because definitionally is considered eino miskayim, because as Rabbi Karp, when you apply any kind of standard makeup or the like, it's going to wash away relatively easily. That's not considered to be sufficiently misguided. But says Rabbi Karp, if you have something that taka doesn't wash away that easily, then even if it's bor hadam, that could be a malacha deraisa. So for example, he says if you put on nail polish would be considered miskayim, because it's not, if you don't intervene and just leave it there, it's going to stay for a very long time and it's not so easy to remove. So if you have something, it's not that there's some halacha mishum or some zeirus hakasuv that there's no tzviya deraisa al or ha'adam, it's just that practically speaking al harov it's ein miskayim because it's going to wash away easily. But if you have a kind of substance that won't wash away easily, then he thinks that even bor adam then may still be a malacha deraisa. No.
Just too bad. Who's that Bashem? The Hagos son.
The agos smag on the, sorry, the ghost marshal on the smag.
Okay. And if you put lipstick and don't touch it, it's gonna be washed away, or how does that
Yeah,
work?
if you put on lipstick and don't touch it, you eat, you swallow, that'll get washed away relative short amount of time. Yeah, Kiva.
I was gonna ask, that was the first question, but
Okay, be beat you to it.
yeah, I do have a question also. No, how often the cloud not? It's just like it hardens on top of the nail, not coloring the nail.
It's not coloring the nail. What do you mean? Are you making a chemical observation or a halachic observation?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, that's a question.
I think from a halachic perspective, that's considered coloring. You're applying a substance that adheres to the surface and leaves color. Yeah.
In the cases of the glasses, these are like more inherent. Like that was one of the svaras given, was that it's literally coming on the outside.
Right.
So how does that explain like the those shittos in the Rishonim that say that smacking a cow is tzviya?
So
Like,
they do Shalmi, then Sharbatin.
yeah. Why
Is
is
that
like
the
an
same?
internal also? Like there's nothing from the outside coming in color.
No, that's you're diverting, you're causing it to bleed, and then the blood colors the hide.
That's considered like an external substance to the hide.
Yeah, it's external to the hide.
Oh,
It's not
interesting.
that the hide is itself changing colors. Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Zilberstein writes, Kashuke Chemet Shabbos Ayin Hay, that apparently it's a thing to color camels, to color code your camels so you don't lose them. But he says when you color a camel, that color lasts for a very long time. He says for a year. I'll trust him on that. So that also would be a malacha miskayemes, any way you slice it, and that would be a malacha daraisa. So his point is that there's no, when if the poskim say that there's no tzvi'a daraisa on or adam, or maybe even inclined to say or behema also. No, but he's not saying or behemoth. He's saying or other. Mesharvatin is definitely on or behemoth. That's the derisa. But if it's that would depend on whether, on a case by case basis, it's really miskayim or not. Okay, yeah,
The svara behind Or Adam is that it's not miskayim. So
right.
why would we differentiate between Or Adam and Or Behemoth?
So you're saying that the metzias really should be the same, that whatever you apply,
Like
I don't know, I don't know if
assuming
that's.
sweat or being able to sweat.
Yes, I don't know. I don't know the metzias of animals as the case. So either you would say, either in a chanami, and then you'll say Masharbitin is a case where it is miskayim, but there are other things you can do in an animal that's not miskayim, or. I guess you, or maybe there are more instances. I mean, the default by Adam is that generally speaking, if you apply something, it's not going to be a miskayim, and the exception will be if it is miskayim. So maybe by behema, we're not talking those terms because more things are miskayim. But bottom line, if the point is that there's nothing special about Adam per se, then you really analyze everything anyway on the basis of whether it's miskayim or not. Okay. Another potential tzad lekula on Saveya is Derech Lichlach. So this takes us back to where we started at the beginning of the year, the end of Siman Shin Kaf, the Siman of Sechita, where the Mechaber quotes in Siv Kaf, Yesh Mi She'omer, Sha'ochel Tutim O Shar Peiros HaTzovim, if you eat berries or other colorful fruits, or fruits that color you, tzarech li'zaher shelo yiga biyadav hatzvuos bibegadav o b'mafa mishum tzaveh. You have to be careful. If you're going to get your hands dirty with the berries, you shouldn't then touch your clothing or a mat or cloth because of tzaveh. So this is, and Mechaber saying that even Derech Lichlach, when you're eating the berries, you're not interested, you're not trying to enhance the appearance of your clothing. If you rub your hands in it, you're getting your clothing dirty. And nevertheless, that's a potential problem of Tzaveya, even though it is Derech Lichlach. This is based on a Yoreim. And the Dargimosha quotes an Agur who's Cholek. Dargimosha on the tour, quotes that the Agur is Cholek, that there's no Isser of Tzaveya Derech Lichlach. But here in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah is silent. He doesn't quote this in any Haggah. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Nun Tes. V'yesh makilim b'chol zeh, came into Derech Lichlach. Who's the Yesh makilim? Sharitzin Samach Hei Rad Vaz, Tachem Tzvi, quoted in Rebbe Kiv Eger, Eliyahu Rabba, B'makom HaTkach, quoted in Maksas HaShakla. So let's just read what the Rad Vaz says. He's one of the Tzalkim. Chela Dalet Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, or Eleph Reish Aleph. Chela Dalet Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. Sheila. Sha'alta im tzarech adam lizaher b'sha'a sha'ocha b'shabes peiros hatzolvim k'don tutim v'yafarsikon v'rimonim sh'lo yikaneach yodah b'mapa l'fi shu tzaveya avagav du derek kilkol kaimelan kamakal kum turin v'yisur mi'ika avagav the kaimel k'rib shim and dover shenim eskabim mutter mother shim segreshe here's some segreshe kach nimzav divrei b'lazer mi'metz excuse me v'anachnu lo re'inu mi'amenu. Mishinizerbaza. Ubivade the Chumri Seirahi. The ain't the Derek Sviya, Ella Derek Lichlach. So the Vaz thinks that the Urim is a Chumri Seirah, the Minig Olam is to be Mako. That's not Derek Sviya, it's Derek Lichlach. Yadar Minon, Gabi over Adam and Mayim. Now we saw in the context of Pitas Begadim, Teda, Shu Derek Lichlach, Sharei, Eino Saveh Kalabeget. Elanasik Samim Samim. The raya that is Derech Lichlach is that there's no uniform application of color. It's just stains. So he thinks that the Iker didn't have to be Mekel, the Amach Mir Tovah Olav Bracha. So back to Mishnah Berurah. quotes, there are makilim. The so all things being equal, the Mishmaru says you should be machmir, but if it's hard to be machmir, then there's what to be makel of them. Says Shmir Shabbos, Perek Lamed Hey, footnote Mem Vav, Lamed Hey Mem Vav, that even though one should be machmir l'chachila derech lichloch, but if it's on something that's disposable, then it's mutter, then you don't even need to be machmir l'chachila. He says if you have a nosebleed, there was no problem in using a tissue to stop the bleeding of your nose, because that is disposable. And similarly, wiping your face with a napkin, even if it's going to cover the napkin, that's disposable. But then we're makel on derech lichloch on something that is disposable.
That was what you were.
That is Shmir Shabbos. No, the Mishnah Berurah says that l'chachilah should be machmir, makom atzarech could be makel. Shmir Shabbos says if something's disposable, then it's mutter even l'chachilah. Okay. There is a discussion in Poskim that is of limited relevance nowadays as far as the original context of the question, because it's not really done anymore, but became relevant in the context of home COVID tests in recent years. So the original discussion of the Poskim generation ago was using a, apparently this is not so done so benimsa anymore, but it used to be that a standard blood sugar level test for a diabetic relied on some kind of urine sample and placing some kind of a bar, a stick that would change color in the sample in order to measure the blood sugar levels. That was a discussion in Poskim a generation ago, whether one could use that on Shabbos. So broadly speaking, the fall under the circumstance is probably a chol she'ein bo sakana. So what are the parameters of what can be done for a chol she'ein bo sakana on Shabbos? So the Rambam's position, where the Ketuvim understood the Rambam, is that a chol she'ein bo sakana without sakana's eiver, even a Yisrael can do a malacha derabbanan even without a shinoi. A chol she'ein bo sakana, even though sakana's eiver, a Yisrael can do a malacha derabbanan straight, and that's the first day in Shulchan Aruch Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Zayin. But the Mechaber paskens like the Ramban, the Ran, and it's only mutter al yedei shinoi shin kaf ches se'if yud zayin. So with that in mind, the starting point would be that we're talking at worst when you see the Rabbanan, so b'chol she'ein bo sakana, ayidei shinui could be mutter. What do the poskim say about this test for diabetics? Tis Eliezer, chelek yud, siman kaf hei, perek aleph, chelek yud, siman kaf hei, perek aleph. Has a difficult to understand line that the material that is being colored here in this test is less than a shear. So Shmir Shabbos doesn't understand what relevance that is. Even something less than a shear is still going to be aser midirabbanan mishum chatzi shear. What does Shmir Shabbos say? Perek lamed gimel sif kaf. Mutter livdo kshisan shel chola b'minei kismim amyuchadim l'kach. Asher b'ezra sam nitan l'hakir. Im ein b'shisan ikvos dam o sukar v'chadomeh. So you're allowed to use this test for diabetic, even though is going to color the strip that you're putting in the sample. Unless it's something to go up nefesh. What's the analysis here? So Funut Sadi, he says, why wouldn't we be bothered by Tzaveya? So you have no interest in the color per se. And maybe it's analogous to Bedikas Sheva Nekiyah. But the Kuntres Acharon, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the end of Siman Shin Beis, that no one says that a woman can't do Bedikah on Shabbos because you're coloring the Bedikah cloth. So there, just like there, you're not interested in the coloring per se. You have no need for it. Maybe that's true here also. Yes or no. So you're mechavin, but then he goes from Zalman, that maybe it's not the same. By the need though, you don't want to see the color. You just want to know that you just want to know that you're not seeing any da.
You want to know there's da. Like,
you want to know that there's no da.
Yeah, but you also want to know that there is da.
You want to know if there's dam, but you have no interest in the color per se. You just want to know your status, and the only way of determining that is by doing a bedika. As opposed to here, you do want the color because you want the result of this test, and the only way, meaning if there's a way of determining, if there, I'll read you the way he says it. Put it outside your base. Shemati Rishon Zamin. Dishani mihada le'el by the bedikos, shirotim rak liros im yesh dam alo. By bedikos shivadaki, we just want to see, is there dam, is there no dam? Virak v'nishi yafshir lohotzi adam etzva, l'chein ozim ha'yidei bak, kdei ladas l'yodo im yesh dam alo. So there's no way ascertaining if there's dam without doing a bedika on a bedika cloth, but in theory there's a way to do it without the bedika cloth, you do that. Mashen ken hocha, here you want to see the change in color on this strip that you're putting in the sample. After the shapir chashiv tzaveya, ach yesh l'stop it. The cave and shade rose and cloud b'tzvias hakisem, rak leman das davar acher. But here also, you're not really interested in the color per se. It's just to figure out something else, which is not really related. So he says, better, at least if you have to do it in a way that is a time delay grama. That's a back and forth in Shmir Shabbos. The Deborah Tziner has additional sadam lahakel on the diabetic test. Chelech Tess, Simon Kavdalid, Ber Moshe. Chelech Tess, Simon Kavdalid. He says, number one, you're not really being survey anything. It's just a chemical reaction. It's indirect. It's not a psikreishe because maybe there won't be any color depending on what it's detecting. And a chola, that you'd rather not be in this situation according to Rashi's definition of Lachashim Zikl Gufa. So based on that whole combination of factors, the Bir Moshe says that he was no Igla Hakel on this question. Now, when it came to the discussion of home COVID tests on Shabbos, it was hard even at the time that home COVID tests became available, we already passed the point that it made that much of a difference to determine whether someone had COVID or not. So it was a little hard to figure out the compelling reason or circumstance under which it would be necessary on Shabbos. I mean, Rabbi Rimon had a tshuva at the time, a couple years ago, discussing studim, maybe to be makel, but it wasn't so compelling in terms of what the need was anyway. Rabbi Willig pointed out at the time that if there really was a strong need to do it, so then It might be mutter ayde nachri, at least if some of the kol shemas lakanas, and then ayde nachri would be better. Yeah.
The one both for this and for the
Yeah.
previous case, the one used like the actor that is based on me whistle, but it's not thing.
I think it's hard to say that's derech luch luch because you do want the color. The color is emerging in a very mitzumsam way, in the way that you want it to emerge. It's not like the argument that derech luch luch is where you have kesem here or not there, or a stain.
So look what defined as like a haphazard. Because like when we did by the lobby,
Right.
so like it would have been like just because like with Merag Lion on the bag of the
Right.
Isha, because no one would want like that to get on their bag. Because I feel it was more about like the type of liquid that one would want versus that one would be a pulse line.
Right. I mean, the Rav Vass had that law shown that the siman that this derech luch luch is that it just appears ksavim and it's not uniform. So it's true. He's not saying that it's definition. He's saying that it's a siman. But think intuitively, it's hard to argue this is derech luch luch because it's done in the way that you want it done and gives you the result that you want.
What about the Vedika class?
If you want to, there maybe you could argue derech luch luch. Yeah, okay. So let's stop here. Next time, we'll talk about Tzvi'ah Ba'ochlin. And I had added some Marma comments on Tzvi'ah Ba'ochlin to the sheet on Soveya. We'll talk very briefly about Menapeitz. It doesn't come up that much, but maybe a few minutes. And then we'll move on, Mirtz Hashem, to Topher. No. What are we doing next?
Question.
Kosher, kosher, okay, kosher matter. Right. Okay, so we'll meet Arisa Shabbat on Wednesday. Great.
Because we have much time, I know.